BBC News with Cathy Clugston. President Trump's senior policy adviser says the United States is going to reinforce vital alliances in the Pacific region to deter what he called increasing hostility from North Korea. Stephen Miller's comments followed international condemnation of the firing by Pyongyang of a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. Voters in Switzerland have approved a measure to make it easier for third-generation immigrants to become citizens. Under the proposal, the grandchildren of immigrants will be fast-tracked in the lengthy process of gaining a Swiss passport. The former German Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who last year described Donald Trump as a hate preacher, has been elected as the country's new president. He received 74% of the votes cast by a special federal assembly. The Romanian Foreign Minister has told the BBC that his government has no intention of resigning unless it loses the confidence of Parliament. The comments by Teodor Meșcanu follow nearly 2 weeks of anti-government protests. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say they're investigating the murder of a teenage couple by an angry crowd. The young woman, thought to be 18, recently had an arranged marriage but ran away with the man she'd hoped to marry. Around half of the military police force in the Brazilian state of Espírito Santo has returned to work after more than a week of strikes. The rest of the force remains in barracks, which are still being blockaded by the families of officers protesting about low pay and bad working conditions. A ceremony has begun at the Royal Albert Hall in London to hand out the British Academy Film Awards, or BAFTAs. The American musical La La Land, starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, has 11 nominations and is the favourite to take the Best Film Award. The award-winning jazz and pop singer Al Jarreau has died in a Los Angeles hospital just days after announcing he was retiring due to exhaustion. He was 76. BBC News.